Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudan's army appeared to gain the upper hand on Sunday in a bloody power struggle with rival paramilitary forces after blasting its bases with airstrikes, witnesses said, and at least 59 civilians were killed, including three UN workers. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina reports.
After a day of tense fighting, Sudan's army appeared to make strides Sunday against a deadly power struggle with rival paramilitary forces, blasting their bases with airstrikes. Fire and plumes of black smoke could be seen across Khartoum's skyline. Both sides agreed to a three-hour humanitarian pause, a deal suggested by the United Nations. While firing appeared initially to subside, a Reuters witness said heavy bombardments took place shortly afterwards. Gunfire could also be heard in the capital.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. Russian President Vladimir Putin met China's defense minister in Moscow on Sunday, and both men hailed military cooperation between the two nations, which have declared a quote-unquote no-limits partnership. Chinese President Xi Jinping met Putin in Moscow last month. Russia and China have moved to further strengthen their economic, political, and military ties since Moscow sent tens of thousands of troops into Ukraine in February 2022. Energy and environment ministers of the group of seven wealthy nations have vowed to work to hasten the shift toward cleaner, renewable energy, but set no timetable for phasing out coal-fired power plants. The G7 officials issued a communique on Sunday, laying out their commitments after 2 days of talks in northern Japan. This is VOA News. Iran has sentenced 10 members of the armed forces to prison after finding them guilty of involvement in the downing of a Ukrainian airliner, the judiciary's website reported Sunday. A commander received 10 years in prison, and nine others were sentenced to between 1 and 3 years in the 2020 incident, which led to the deaths of all 176 people on board. Most were Iranians and Canadians, including many dual nationals. A weekend of deadly violence across the U.S. ignites more calls for lawmakers to do something for gun control, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At least four teenagers shot and killed at a birthday party in Alabama, a deputy in Minnesota killed in a shootout, and two dead after a shooter fires into a crowd in a Louisville park, all according to law enforcement. Republican Representative Nancy Mace says silence is no longer an option.
There are plenty of things that we can be doing besides offering prayers in silence.
But on Fox News Sunday, she stopped short of tighter gun control measures.
Some sort of amber alert, for example, to let the community know there's been a shooting, strengthening our background checks,
and
hardening our schools, churches, and synagogues.
I'm Julie Walker.
A trial beginning Monday in the Eastern U.S. state of Delaware will force Fox News executives and some of the American cable network stars to answer for their role in spreading doubt about the 2020 U.S. presidential election. Jurors hearing the $1.6 billion lawsuit filed against Fox by Dominion Voting Systems must answer a specific question. Did Fox defame the voting machine company by airing bogus stories alleging the election was rigged against Donald Trump, even as many at the network privately doubted the false claims? The trial will also test press freedom and put a spotlight on the flow of misinformation that helped spark the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. The Super Mario Brothers movie keeps the top spot at the box office for a second weekend. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
My army! Koopas! Goombas! Whatever those things are!
The Super Mario Brothers movie made another $87 million in movie ticket sales domestically, according to studio estimates. That's the best second weekend ever for an animated film in North American theaters. The Russell Crowe film The Pope's Exorcist debuted a distant second with $9.2 million. John Wick Chapter 4 is number three, followed by the Nicolas Cage, Nicholas Holt thriller Renfield. Air is in fifth place. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.